The next item on our program is entitled A Blind Athlete in the Paralympics. He is on the U.S. Olympic team. He was a member for the men's goalball activity. From Kalamazoo, Michigan, here is Tyler Marin.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. I received a voicemail from Dr. Maurer about a month and a half ago, and it went something like this. Tyler Marin, this is Dr. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind. Call me back as soon as you are able to, 410-659-9314, click. Now, unfortunately for me, I'm not very good at checking my voicemails, and I got this voicemail on a Friday evening. So Dr. Maurer wasn't going to be in his office until the following Monday, and I had all weekend to stew on the fact that I had broken some NFB code, and the big man himself was calling to excommunicate me. As you can see, that was not the situation, and I had nothing to worry about it, despite what everybody says. Dr. Maurer is actually a pretty nice guy, so I'm just joking. That's my last Dr. Maurer joke, by the way. I can't handle another voicemail, so. I was born May 29th, 1984, in Allegan, Michigan, and at that time, at a very young age, I was diagnosed with underdeveloped retinas. Now, my current diagnosis of RP and my legally blind status wouldn't be presented to me until about the age of 13. So, as you can imagine, growing up being blind and not knowing I was blind caused a few interesting things to happen to me. And I want to share some of these stories with you. And these stories can be kind of humorous, but I want to step back and kind of take a look at these and think about some of the effects that these stories could have on a young, impressionable child slash adolescent. And I think some of you might be able to relate to some of these as well. When I was in Young Fives, which is a preschool program here in Michigan, my instructors indicated to my parents that it would be healthy for me to remain behind another year because I was unable to catch a ball, and they chalked that up to poor hand-eye coordination. Now, when I was in the fourth grade, some friends of mine got together and decided to come up with a game we dubbed Toss the Ball. And the basic premise of the game is we found anything on the playground that we were allowed to throw, found a hill, split us up into two teams, and began to bombard each other with about a dozen instruments. Now, it didn't take long for me to be laid out on the ground with the wind knocked out of me by a well-thrown football. We breed some good quarterbacks here in Michigan, I tell you what. In the seventh grade, in middle school, I tried out for my middle school basketball team. And honestly, I was a good ball handler, and I was a good passer as well, and so I made the cut for the team. However, one of our final practices before the season began, I was struck in the face twice on two separate occasions by a misjudged basketball and decided that I was going to quit. Regretfully, I quit 3 days before our first game. In the eighth grade, we were in the pool with my class playing Tombstone. Basically, two teams again. You have kickboards leaning up against the edge of the pool that your team is supposed to knock down using rubber balls. One young man decided that those tombstones weren't enough of a challenge for him and decided to make me his target. So, you can see from these stories that I might not have a very good appreciation for the realm of athletics, but I'm proud to be able to stand here before you and tell you that in early September last year, I and many of my fellow athletes marched into the birdcage in Beijing, China to represent our state and our country in the 2008 Paralympic Games. Now, there are two situations here that I want to point out to you guys. Two situations and one result. The result was my inability to achieve, my failure. The two situations were thus. Somebody looked at me and saw my limited vision and said, "You do not have what it takes to achieve. You do not have what it takes to stand up to your peers." And the other situation was I looked at my vision loss and said, "I do not have what it takes to achieve." I'm happy to be able to tell you as well that one of these situations is 100% and completely within your control, and the other situation is 100% and completely within your control. I think all of us can relate to these situations. All of us, athletics or not, have dealt with somebody looking at us or even us looking at ourselves and saying we can't do it. But I'm also happy to tell you that as a federation, as the NFB, we make a career out of achieving and overcoming those challenges. And now, you've heard some of the not so good stories, and I'd like to move on to a couple of the better examples that I could give you. And those stories that I gave, the bad ones, I'll let you know, are few and far between, but never have I let it dampen my spirits, because a couple of years ago, I decided to take up paintball. There you go. I didn't continue paintball, I'll have to tell you that. But and I'll tell you, because it wasn't because of my teammates not wanting me on their team. My teammates actually rather enjoyed me being on their team because I was very good at drawing enemy fires, so there was no issues there from them. Three years ago, some buddies of mine and I at Western Michigan, all of us blind, got together and decided to make an intramural dodgeball team. I can tell you from that experience, which was absolutely a blast, I do not believe we won a single game, but we were pretty intimidating, so and we had that on our side. A year ago, my oldest son this past year, my son was finishing up the third grade, and they were having a party. All the class decided to go roller skating, and much to a lot of people's amazement, I took my cane, got my roller skates rented, grabbed my son, and went right out there on the roller rink. I was the talk of the roller rink for the night. And one of the next, this is a fun one for me. My wife is a former gymnast, so when we volunteer at the sports camp in Michigan for the youth kids, she often volunteers me to help her. And during the downtime, I was able to teach myself how to do a cartwheel into a full backflip on the gym floor, which I was going to demonstrate for you guys up here, but I'm wearing a suit, and you know, that's not going to work too well, so. So, as you can see from these examples, you know, there were things that happened to me, and I'm sure all of you can attest to this. There were things that happened to me that I could have easily walked away from sport and activity and said it's not for me. But being in the NFB and having such things as the NFB Sports and Rec Division, which are ready and willing to aid any of you in your athletic endeavors, that doesn't allow you to do that kind of thing. It doesn't allow us to do that kind of thing. And so I want to encourage you guys today to go out there, to go out and join your local YMCA, your local YWCA. Find a gym to become part of. Find a yoga class. Pick up a treadmill or purchase a workout DVD. Tie a bunch of old socks together to make a jump rope. I really don't care. But what I want from you guys is to go out there and be active. Now, I want to make a pact with you guys here today, and I'm very serious about this. I want to make a pact with every single one of you. Right now, God willing and my wife willing, I am training to be a third-time Paralympian for the London Games in 2012. And now my pact with you is this. If I train the hardest that I can train, and if I fight for every ounce, every centimeter, every millimeter that I can gain, that you would do the same, that you would go out and do these things that I've recommended. Because what I want from you as an organization, what I want from us, is to be able to stand up in front of our sighted peers and say to them, once again, we have found an area where we will not let you tell us no. That's all from me. Thank you, folks, so much.